I pushed him aside and studied the sign. Looked it over real careful, sniffed it, gave it the full treatment. Then I raised up. Okay, I've got it now. It's all clear. Them's coon tracks, son, not coyote. I can tell by the scent. Coons must have attacked while I was out on patrol. They're sneaky. You gotta watch them every minute. Drover squinted at the tracks.
Are you sure those are coon tracks? They sure look like coyote to me.
You don't go by the look, son. You go by the smell. This nose of mine don't lie. If it says coon, you better believe there's a coon out at the end of them tracks. And I'm fixing a clean house on him. Stay behind me and don't get hurt. I threaded my way through the creek willows, over the sand, through the water. I never lost the scent. In the heat of a chase, all my senses come alive and point like a blazing arrow towards the enemy. In a way, I felt sorry for the coon, even though he'd committed a crime and become my mortal enemy. With me on his trail, the little guy just didn't have a chance. One of the disadvantages of being as big and deadly as I am is that you sometimes find yourself in sympathy with the other guy. But part of being head of ranch security is learning to ignore that kind of emotion. I mean, to hold down this job, you have to be cold and hard. The scent was getting stronger all the time, and it didn't smell exactly like any coon I'd come across before. All at once, I saw him. I stopped dead still, and Drover, the dumb bunny, ran right into me and almost had a heart attack. I guess he thought I was a giant coon or something. It's hard to say what he thinks. The coon was hiding in some bushes about 5 feet in front of me. I could hear him chewing on something, and that smell was real strong now.
What's that?
Coon, what do you think? I glanced back at Drover. He was shaking with fear. You ready for some combat experience?
Yes.
All right, here's the plan. I'll jump him and try to get him behind the neck. You come in the second wave and take what you can. If you run away like you did last time, I'll sweep the corral with you and give you a whooping you won't forget. All right, let's move out. Crouched down and crept forward, every muscle in my highly conditioned body taut and ready for action. 5 feet, 4 feet, 3 feet, 2. I sprang through the air and hit right in the middle of the biggest porcupine I ever saw.